And we now turn to former Riley County Attorney Bill Kennedy doing his MS bike ride, multiple sclerosis. And, of course, we have you in every year to talk about this. And how many years have you been doing this, Bill?
This will be the 21st ride.
Really? It's been 20, that many?
21 for me, yes.
Wow, yep. Impressive. Well, and I know, too, we might just remind people what this is all about and kind of the route that you take. Does it vary at all, or is it pretty much the same every year?
It varies every several years. What it's about is a bike ride by some people that have multiple sclerosis, called MS, and by others who feel they want to support those people. I expect there will be 1,500 riders. We will take off from a part of Lenexa in toward Kansas City, the Garmin factory. They make these things, the maps and the cars and all that. They're very heavy supporters of MS. And we'll ride south about 10 miles, and then we'll go west about 10 miles, and then we'll go kind of zigzag north about 40 miles. We'll have lunch in DeSoto, Kansas, up near the interstate, and then we'll head west toward Lawrence. Excuse me, at Eudora, which is about 10 miles west of DeSoto. It's kind of a tricky deal. You can look up ahead and you can actually see the hill of Lawrence. And if you want to ride 73 miles, you just go straight ahead to Lawrence. On the other hand, you're tired, you're hot, you might be cold, it might be raining, it might be anything. If you want to ride 100 miles that day, you turn south. And then you turn back east, which really hurts. And then you go further south, and then west again, and then way south out into the prairies. And then you start going west again, and then there's this awesome hill that's just referred to as the hill.
That's all?
The hill.
Okay, gotcha.
The hill says enough. And once you get to the top of the hill, then basically north, into Lawrence, into downtown Lawrence on Massachusetts Street. And that's the end of day one.
I know as a former runner, you always notice those hills. Yeah. And also you pay attention to wind, too. I mean, that can be a factor. Being a motorcyclist now, I mean, I'm aware of that, too. That can, you know, those gusts can be kind of fun.
Wind is really a factor. Wind is probably, well, I don't know, hard to compare wind and cold rain, but wind just knocks you around continually, and you're continually making small corrections. And as you go faster, wind affects you more. Wind increases, drag increases with the square of your speed. So wind is real. Yep.
I know a lot of local involvement. I think in past years there has been.
We've had a team in the past as big as 26. We're a little smaller this year. But I'm sure people have seen riders all around town this summer. I hope the riders are riding on the right like intelligent people ought to be. Every now and then there's some foolish rider that rides out in the middle of the lane, and I guess I hope that if people see that, they call the police. I really do. Bicycle riding is something that is here to stay in Manhattan. There are a lot of organized groups. They're working together both for more bicycle riding, to get more kids involved. We all need the exercise.
It's good for us in a lot of ways. And I know September 16th and 17th is when you're actually going to be doing this. And if you want to do your little advertisement now, you are obviously trying to raise money for MS.
I am trying very hard to raise money for MS. People that I've met with MS remind me in attitude and in behavior, they remind me very much of the beaten people that I used to work with in the court system. It's just like they have been kind of beaten by life. Most of them are cheerful. Many of them ride. There's a woman that I've come to know in Kansas City. Last year I raised maybe $20 or $30 more than she did. So this year in that whole area, I will be rider with a number six, and she's rider with a number seven. Folks, I need help. I want to get more money in than she does. She was on sports television in Kansas City yesterday. She's a very charming, wonderful gal. She has MS. She's riding anyhow, and she's planning on this Saturday to ride 100 miles. As am I.
You know, it's interesting. I just happened to come from a class reunion this last week, and one of my former program directors from my hometown, Atchison, his wife developed MS, and they used to be very active bicyclists and participated in this very ride, I think. I mean, it would have been many years ago. I don't know how many years it's been going on, but something of this nature. And at that same, you know, you look at the class reunion, you know, we had a few people in our class who've developed MS. So I know what you're talking about. I think one of the gentlemen's in a wheelchair now, but the other lived with it other ways, but
there were two twin brothers that worked here in town at Midwest Appliance and Hardware, and they both came down with an extremely rapid and serious variety of MS and died within a couple of months of each other. There are any number of other people who lately they've begun to be able to treat the symptoms, if not find the reason or the cure. And people are doing quite well on it. And the MS Society, first of all, has a goal of supporting local people that have MS. And the second goal is, of course, research. And the third goal is cutting administrative expenses. And so that goal number one and two get more money for them. I'm very proud of the organization that we've developed for this. I'm believing that there will be more than 15 riders from Manhattan. There was a ride in Wichita this past weekend, and I know some riders from Manhattan went down and rode in that. And I thought of doing it, but I thought, well, next weekend is the time to go.
Now, you've been doing this 21 years, and, you know, obviously, there, as you said, there have hopefully been some advancements in the research when it comes to MS, and it sounds like there have been some.
There have been some real advancements in at least working with the symptoms and slowing the disease, and I've known some people, among them, for example, the professors at K-State, who by careful medical work and so on, have been able to continue their professions and so on, although they have MS, and slow it down enormously. And this is a great step, and we want to find, though, how do people come down with MS, and can we reverse it and just plain stop it?
Is it too late to get involved in this ride? I mean, it's coming up pretty quickly.
My name is in the phone book under William Kennedy. I know a lot of people don't even have phone books anymore, but 539-8016, call me up and come along for the ride. It is not too late to sign up. You have your choice. If you want to ride 30 miles, okay. If you want to ride 20 miles, okay. They will pick you up where you're tired and bring you to the finish line. If you want to try to ride 100 miles and you get stalled out at 50 miles, they will bring you to the finish line. It's not a contest. It's a ride. Of course, some of us do our best to race it and so on, but call me up, contribute, tell me you want to ride, and I will give you all the information you need to do it.
Well, I really appreciate you stopping by. Again, we've had with us former Riley County Attorney Bill Kennedy talking about the MS bike ride coming up, of course, again on September 16th and 17th this year. And we're going to take a break. We have Jim Sharp and Dave Fisher joining us, going to be talking about a new kiosk at Peace Memorial Auditorium. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.